Good morning, you're through to Leah at MMA Legal. How can I help?
Oh, how you doing, Hen? Give me a wee phone call there earlier on. Leah.
Yeah, what's the name, sorry?
Craig Palmer.
Perfect. Let me get your file up. Just bear with me. Oh, yes, that was myself. How are you doing, Craig?
I'm fine, thanks, Hen.
I was just wanting to give you a quick call about your application, just to try and clarify some information that I've received.
Right.
Have you got a spare 5 minutes?
I have the 5 minutes, yep.
Perfect. Just to let you know, the call's recorded for training and monitoring purposes.
No worries.
And for data protection, can you confirm your date of birth and your postcode for me?
27/7/1968. My postcode's G781AX, sorry.
Perfect, thank you. So I've received quite a lot of documentation back from our search for records.
Nice.
And was hoping to clarify some of the information we've received with yourself just to ensure that we have it all correct.
Mm-hmm.
So I have currently on your file from our previous team who passed over to us, I don't know how you say that, Urquhart House,
yes.
And Raysdale.
Raysdale, yeah, it's an adolescent unit, yep.
Yeah, and can I ask, just a double check on that, what years were you in them houses, if you can remember?
1970, I left in our home, Quarriers Homes, but I was born in there, so I left there in 1976 or something. From 76, I was in Urquhart House up to 84.
Mm-hmm.
And from 84 up to 87, I was in Raysdale adolescent unit.
Okay, no problem. I've popped that on your file.
No worries.
I may
have been a bit longer, but I can only remember being that time. You know, it could have been before that. I'm not too sure.
No, that's absolutely fine. We don't expect you to remember everything in one go. Don't worry about that.
No.
I have got a Barhead Health and Care Centre.
Yep.
And is that where you've always had your GP?
That's correct. Yep.
Perfect.
It used to be the Oaks Medical Centre, but it's been the same practice all the years.
Oh, okay. It's changed, has it?
Yeah, but the one you said is the same thing anyway, so.
Yeah. Okay. No problem at all. I have got all of your records from them.
That's
and cool. I also have your records from NHS Greater Glasgow and Clyde.
Brilliant.
Which is another thing as well. Can you remember any injuries that might have required hospitalisation or hospital care from your time while you were in care?
I remember getting my shoulder dislocated. I think I went to the hospital and had problems with it all the years, but down the line, I don't know what it required, but it happened in the home. I can remember eventually going for an operation when I was 23 year old,
mm-hmm.
to get my shoulder pinned.
No problem. I'll pop that on the records for you.
Yeah, apart from any other injuries, it happened, but I just can't remember, if you know what I mean.
Yeah.
And
where were both of your institutions, whereabouts were they? Were they all in Glasgow?
We're all in Glasgow. Well, Renfrewshire.
Renfrewshire, no problem. Yes, so I've got the records from Renfrewshire there.
Yep.
It was just for the clarification from yourself to make sure we had the dates on our system correct and that they match up. Perfect. So what will happen next is I'm happy that we have all the records that we need. But you mentioned Quarriers.
Quarriers, that was where I was born. I took away from my mother when she was pregnant. I got took away, so I was put into care as soon as I was born.
Mm-hmm.
In Quarriers Homes at the time was for then. I can't remember actually going to, but that's where I was. I was born right up to was maybe seven or eight.
Okay.
But I was fostered out as well, but I never lasted with them. The people, I don't know. Twice I was fostered out, but I don't know what happened.
Yeah. So were you about 8 years old when you were taken into care?
No, I was born in care.
Oh, you were born in care.
I was in Quarriers Homes. That was the first home.
So that was your first home?
That was the first home up to I was 8 year old, and then I went from there to Urquhart House, and then so on.
Okay, no problem at all. what I'm going to do is I'm going to send a subject access request to Quarriers.
Yeah, you'll get a lot of information from them.
Yeah, for any records that they'll have.
They've been investigated big time, that mob, Norman.
Yeah, absolutely. And then once we have any information from Quarriers, that'll be putting you through to the next stage, which is the witness statement stage.
If it helps, my house number, it was all houses it was doing, it's like a wee village, you know what I'm talking about?
Yeah.
The home that was at my say, if it helped, I think I was in at the house at number 12. I can just remember something that kind of, I may be wrong, but it all came in house numbers, you know what I'm talking about? But if that helps, I don't know.
No problem, I'll pop that on the file for you as well. And hopefully we'll get some information back. They've been pretty quick, which is good. So when we get that information, you'll be put through to a witness.
Because if everyone tells you the truth, do you know what I mean?
Yeah. No, of course, absolutely.
Do you know what I mean? There's no problem with that.
Yeah, fingers crossed. And then just to give you a heads up as well, because I know that some people are a bit... it is obviously bringing up a lot of trauma. It's the next stage is going to be a witness statement. So it'll be myself or one of my colleagues, and it's just about an hour-long phone call where we'll try and take as much information from you as possible, ask you a lot of questions about your time and care. This is so we can prepare a witness statement, and then as soon as that's done and signed by yourself, we will send that off to Scottish Redress, and at the minute they have been responding within about 8 to 12 weeks with payment.
Is this a kind of different one altogether again, because at the very start I kind of ran through a kind of thing like that with you as well, and I actually need to sign something, if you know what I mean.
Yeah, it is quite similar, but it is another one, because this is going, it is a little bit more in depth. Just to gather as much information as we can, because like I said, when it's off to Redress, they've been responding with a payment by about 8 to 12 weeks, which is really good. So this is the final step. There'll be nothing more after that.
Right. Thank you.
No problem at all. I'll give you a call when I get the things back from Quarriers, okay?
See, if I miss the call, you just leave me a wee text and I'll get back to you.
Yeah, absolutely can do. We have to leave a voicemail. That's just part of our process, but I'll put a text message on as well.
I've already blocked on there two companies. I don't know how they managed to get onto me or whatever. Do you know what I'm talking about? People just can only asking me similar kind of things. I know it's nothing to do with you. It's just, I don't know how they've picked up me.
Yeah, no, that's all right.
All right.
Yeah, I'll drop you. I'll put a message and it'll have my name, Leah Pearson, on it as well.
Okay.
Okay. Thank you very much, Craig.
You're welcome.
You take care.
Okay, well, bye. Thank you. Bye-bye.